This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Stop hiding. Let's get everything out in the open, whether it be people or ideas or whatever it is. Talk about anything. Nothing is barred here in conversation on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, realizing, especially in the time that we're in, sometimes I have felt it was impossible to be completely open. We all have our biases. We have our truths. We have we just kind of have that stuff which we hold on to almost for security purposes. And down to a single person listening to this program, I'm sure there are probably very few exceptions to that. And maybe even now, more than ever, we're holding on to those beliefs because we need something to hold on to. And I think that it's okay. We've challenged ourselves. We've been challenged. Got lots of things yet to overcome. But I think I, for one, see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think there's always, what's the old expression? It's always darkest before the dawn or something along that line. Mm-hmm. And I think that this week is proving for a lot of people to be very discouraging because the numbers are going up, 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 and up. We have in the community I live in 160 cases of this stuff in a town of 70,000. At least, you know, we have a lot of Brazilians that live here and are illegal, and so we don't really know how many of them there are. Now, they're, in fact, taxing the system because they want to, and, you know, you got to be a human being about this stuff. Whether they're illegal or they're not, you don't want to see them die on the street or whatever. So a lot of attention being given to that. And I guess I'm kind of proud of this community because there have been so many things that have come out of it. Framingham Heart Study started here right after World War II and has been used as a bellwether for heart research all over the world. And we have a lot of companies that are, national headquarters are here. There's a company called Boston Heart Diagnostics, which normally handles patients who have cardiovascular disorders formed around the Framingham Heart Study, but now they are trying to, they've come up with a fellow that runs it, pretty smart guy. He's got a new blood test that can determine if you have an immunity. It's the only place this being done in the country. All the samples being sent here. So he, the laboratory, has gotten involved. As a matter of fact, Elon Musk knew of him and called him and said, I'll pay you to convert to figure out, you know, what the level of immunity people have for this, which I thought was, you know, Elon Musk, say what you will about him. He's a crackpot, kind of. But people that have achieved what he's achieved normally are crackpots, right? I mean, think
about
it.
I think you have to be a little bit out there in such a big way, which
absolutely
all geniuses are a little crazy.
Right. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm glad that you noticed that. All right.
I want to go back to Framingham. You know, you're touting all of its achievements, but you do have one blemish on your record.
What's that?
Birthplace of Adam Schiff.
It's true.
Or is that a good thing?
If you talk to Jennifer, it was not such a good thing. If you talk to my daughter, she thinks it's fabulous. By the way, I say this. My children do not pay attention to this radio program. They somehow hear what's going on often from friends or people who are watching Facebook, that sort of thing. Brendan's not on Facebook at all. Megan is a little, but she doesn't like to be on Facebook. She does it for her students. And so the other day when I said on the air that I had had a touch of the virus, or at least Ken thought I had a touch of the virus, Brendan called me later in the day. He said, Dad, and he was ticked at me. Why did you tell us that? I said, why don't I tell you what? Well, that you had a little touch of the... He didn't say a little touch. He just said that you had it.
Been tested, so let's, like, also have to be clear about that. This is something that Dr. Ken speculated that maybe you had it.
Yeah. So I said, I don't just feel like I should get you all worked up. Can you imagine what Megan would have slept for a week if she thought that I'd had it? So Anyway, and actually, she's the one who, now thinking about it, remember when I said on the air that I first was concerned a little for Miles,
yeah.
my grandson, because he was in school with a youngster whose father had a really strong case of it. And so they're worried about, obviously, father passes to son passes to the kids in school. So Miles had been tested, and he didn't have it. And that's another thing. What you're telling your children about this and how they're taking to it. The other, was it last night, night before when I was talking to Miles, we do FaceTime every day or two. And so he would ask me in his own way, what'd you do, Gramps, today? And yesterday I told him I was spreading manure. He said, she looked at Megan and said, Megan, Mommy, is that poop? And so then we were talking about the virus and what he knows about it and what he says, I don't want my friends to get sick, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's a good thing. And he knew, he didn't know much about it until he had the test. And then after he had the test, it was such a miserable experience, he cried and he wanted to know, Mommy, why am I doing this? Why would I have this? Am I sick? Is there something wrong with me?
That must have been scary for him.
It was.
That's a nasal enema. I mean, that's like, yeah. it goes well, so far back in your
especially
nasal cavity.
The test, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I feel sorry for him. That's got to be a very uncomfortable and scary experience for a five-year-old.
Pretty much so, but he came around through it, and he told me the story of it, and he said, okay, I'm all set now. I'm going to go back and play with my robots. So Wuhan, which is the epicenter of all this, is now on lockdown, if you haven't heard. Residents can now travel in and out of Wuhan as long as they are healthy. They couldn't move around for, almost 80 days?
They've 10 weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks. Residents could only leave their homes to buy food. Some were allowed to leave the city if they had special permission. Lockdown was lifted after China reported no new deaths for the first time since January. Who the hell?
I don't trust any of this. I mean, it's unfortunate for anyone who lives in Wuhan because it doesn't sound like it's that nice of a place to live anyway.
Well, I think a lot of people are leaving. 65,000 people left yesterday after the lockdown orders took place.
And I would never look back. Nope. I'd be like, peace out.
You would be like, peace out. I like that.
Yep. See you later.
We were talking about Passover starting. Israel is on lockdown because of the virus. So you see how it's different around the world as it has progressed from China to the rest of the world. And one of the reasons that they're on lockdown is because of Passover. The prime minister who had it himself, didn't he? Didn't he have to go in the hospital, Netanyahu?
I think he didn't have it. I think he was...
Wife? Somebody had it.
He quarantined, I think. Maybe his wife had it, I'm not sure.
Right, okay. He suggested he may lift some aspects of the order before the celebration is over. It's an eight-day thing. But for now, all essential travel is suspended. You can't go between, let's say, Tel Aviv and Jerusalem or travel anywhere because the roads are shut down. And you don't, over there, you don't mess with the law. It's one thing I've learned in my five trips to Israel. They are tough as nails. And many of the police are women. And the women are tougher than the men. You don't mess. When these people say, you can't do this, you don't challenge them. So they had 9,000 cases, diagnosed cases over there. And 60 deaths as of this week.
I think it's interesting that their ultra-Orthodox population has been hit the hardest over there.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
said that's, they think 40 to 60% of the cases of this virus are the ultra-Orthodox Jewish populations. They're also the same population here in America who are defying almost in every state. They're the ones defying all of these social distancing rules.
The arrogance.
I just don't understand it.
Well, I do because I understand how they think. They think they're the only ones here, and I don't mind saying this. They are arrogant, insolent, difficult, impossible to deal with. It's an awful community. It really is.
Well, they wreaked havoc in New York and Brooklyn with the measles outbreak because they refused to get vaccinations.
Yeah.
They refused to
isolate. They think they're
better
than everybody else. Yeah.
And in New Jersey, we're in a heavily, I'm surrounded by a heavily populated Orthodox Jewish area, and they're the only ones that are out and walking around in big groups. And unless they all live in the same house, which I guess could be possible, I don't want to, you know, judge. But unless you're all living in the same house, you're not supposed to be with anyone that you don't live with immediately,
Jennifer,
all the time.
That population in Los Angeles is large and in a very well-to-do area. Is
yeah,
it not?
It is. It's right around Cedar Sinai on the west side. I don't know if how the rules have been done or how seriously they're taking them. I know in the valley where there's also a large population, it's very quiet. So I think everybody's kind of following the guidelines. I haven't seen any really huge missteps, at least. I mean, there's still people on the road, and obviously you can see people walking and stuff, but in those areas where there's population, I don't see it buzzing like it normally would on, like, an evening night, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Not as much, but there's still all over the place. Kind of sad. All right, there's a new blood test that reveals early signs of different cancers to get off of the complete focus that we've had on the coronavirus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in his episode this week, that's a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get a podcast. Last week we had, I think it was 47 or 49,000 people do the download to our Good Day Health program. So this week it's not only a focus on the coronavirus Z-Pak controversy, we visit that again, but also Ken explains this new blood test that reveals early signs of 50 cancers. So if you want to get yourself, be the first kid on the block that knows about that, then you listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus with me on Good Day Health, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, hopefully you're eating well. Lots of good things to eat to boost your immunity. Mushrooms are one of them. Did you know that? A lot of people are eating mushrooms now.
I've been reading more. Yep. I hate mushrooms. Oh, but I've been taking them in capsule form. Yeah, it's a texture thing.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a huge mushroom person, but as I've gotten older, I'm okay with the mushrooms.
Chickpeas are good, strawberries, sunflower seeds, spinach, very good to build up your immunity. Yogurt is good if it's not the kind that I like. Like Dan and
Sue
on the bottom. Yeah, exactly. 21 after the hour, a little advice here from the DJ Veers.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, this is a portion of this hour. At this time and every hour, we focus on music, music, producers, singers, stories. This is the story of Hal Wilner, who's a producer for SNL, compiled a series of eccentric all-star tribute albums, passing away at the age of 64. The coronavirus taking its toll again. Came from Philadelphia. I was born there in 56. He arrived in New York in 74. Began working on albums by Bette Midler and Roberta Flack. In 1980, he had the idea of producing an album of jazz covers from Fellini films. That's kind of interesting, huh? Soon enough, he'd recruited Debbie Harry, who you're listening to here, from Blondie, and Chris Stein, along with the likes of Wynton Marsalis. The album was called AmeriCord Nino Rota. The acclaimed project would be the first of many for similar tribute albums to Charles Mingus, Thelonious Monk, and the music from Disney films. Wilner recruited the likes of Keith Richards, Sting, Tom Waits, Ringo, Elvis Costello, The Replacements, and Iggy Pop. He also produced albums by Lou Reed and Marianne Faithfull.
Just sing a bit of good old Captain Kit, who sat one morning.
This is the Pirates and Sea Shanties with Iggy Pop.
Trippy children's music.
He also played a pivotal role in the career of Jeff Buckley when he invited Buckley in 1991 to a tribute concert for Buckley's father, Tim, an event to introduce the younger Buckley to the New York music community and launched his career. Mr. Wilner most recently produced a tribute album honoring Mark Bolan and T-Rex that included contributions from Nick Cave, Keisha, Kesha, excuse me, I know that's the right way. Father John Misty, Lucinda Williams, and Joan Jett. And interesting in terms of collaboration, all kinds of different music.
Very cool.
What's this? Did he do this?
This is Jeff Buckley.
Jeff, yeah. So he didn't produce this specific one, but since he launched Jeff Buckley's career.
Oh my God, this is a fabulous song.
Your faith was strong, but you needed room.
You want to have a tear in your eye. Crack this up, Carol. Yeah. I've heard this for a while. What a fabulous song this is. Listen to the lyrics. Does everybody know this song?
And you crap all over Leonard Cohen, and this is his song.
I didn't like his version of stuff. I know he was a very prolific writer and had great thoughts. I just didn't like his singing approach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Way to go, Kara.
Who's in charge here? Me to the manager.
Come on.
Let's move on to Hendrix.
That hostile and cold, it doesn't have an impression on you. This song.
Sure, I can.
All right, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, Victoria wants us to move on to the story of another engineer named Eddie Kramer, who worked with the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, the Stones, and more. Subject of a new documentary called From the Other Side of the Glass. The documentary traces Kramer's career, which started in London in the 60s, moved there from his hometown of Cape Town down in Africa, South Africa.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus outbreak seemed to be easing a bit in some places, including New York State, which had been the epicenter for the past few weeks, but it was still a very deadly day in the U.S. yesterday as more than 1,800 people died from COVID-19, a record for coronavirus fatalities in one country in a single day. There have been around 400,000 confirmed cases and nearly 13,000 deaths in the nation. Meanwhile, many in Congress are talking about a second stimulus package to try to help American workers and businesses, but some Republicans in particular are resistant to that, at least for now. Glenn Grossman is a congressman representing the 6th District in Wisconsin.
$2 trillion spent already, and we're going to have lower tax receipts because people are not working, which means we're just going to have a massive deficit this year.
USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the inside track to what's going on the DJV show. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen in her usual spot. Actually, we're all in our usual spots here. The when you think about what we are spending our time doing, many of us, folks, well, it doesn't make any difference what business you're in, spending time in solitude at home. Many people alone with themselves, a little different experience. I live alone, I got my dog. And I don't know that I've noticed a difference outwardly, but inwardly I can feel something has changed in me. And I don't know really what it is. I'm trying to sort of, you know, go through different exercises in my mind as to what is different. Do I feel trapped? No. That's because I have a lot of interests. And I think that's one of the things that you find, ladies, maybe you've talked to some of your friends, people who have, who kind of losing it, they're restless, they don't know what to do with their time, that sort of thing. I feel badly for those people because there's so much to do with your time. There's so much good entertainment around. There's a lot of books, things that you can go to online where you can cause yourself to think. about stuff. It's really, this has been a time for which we all should be thankful. At least I am. I'm always thankful for whatever time I get to pursue different things, new things. And this is that time. And I hope that all of you are coming along. And it's at the end of the day, when we've gone through all of this, we'll think better of it than not, even though we were, many of us, scared. I think many of us were scared unnecessarily. And that's kind of too bad. Maybe you learn, that's part of what happens at the end of this. Who do you trust? And what do you watch? And what do you listen to? And what do you read? And what do you hear? That's a very important thing. The Prime Minister of Ireland, Victoria, mm-hmm. name is Leo, is it Varadkar? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Varadkar.
Varadkar.
Mm-hmm.
He is a doctor by trade and has gone back to work. I didn't realize that he was.
He was a doctor. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I did not know he was a doctor before he was a politician.
He re-registered as a medical practitioner. His office told the news media he's going to work a shift a week in Ireland's health service.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like Rand Paul, after he beat coronavirus, he's going back to work as a doctor now.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's
really
volunteering.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Where, in Washington or back in Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Uh-huh. Well, it makes more sense down there.
Like, this is a great example of leadership.
Yes, it sure is. Thank
you. This really is.
Leadership.
I applaud him for it.
Yep, exactly. The folks at Nissan are furloughing a lot of hourly employees. Listen, the car business at the moment sucks. And who thinks that they're going to keep making cars? It's like making airplanes. Who's going to take them? Who's going to pay for them? In most things, I guess maybe if you're making washing machines and dryers, you can still sell them. But a friend of mine who I buy all my cars from, he and I were having a chat on Sunday when I was driving. I don't remember where I was driving, but I called him to see how he was doing. And he'd been on furlough for a couple of weeks, closed the dealership. And so I said to him, well, how are they handling it? The car dealers are advertising everywhere, and you can get the car delivered. And he says, yeah, we get some of those calls, and I'm going in tomorrow to deal with four different people who want to buy new cars. He sells Audis and high-end cars. And so he said to me, but he hadn't been in the office for 2 weeks. Well, it just stopped. I mean, it stopped. Now, people are beginning to look at it. I wonder if it's the result of advertising, you know, all of these deals. But the car dealerships have plenty of cars in stock, and the factories have stopped producing because they have huge supplies. And at some point, you got to say, all right, we need to stop this. How they have to pay for all of the parts. And one of the other problems, especially Nissan, Chrysler is also, well, I think all of them, Ford, GM, are having problems getting parts that are made in China. And hopefully this is one of those things. This is part of what I hope comes out of this, ladies, and we've talked about this, that the manufacturers of whatever these people have become dependent on buying crap from China because it was cheap, are going to figure out how to do it without China. I think that the animosity that's built up toward the Chinese government, hopefully not the people there because they're not responsible for this, but the government, I hope it's strong enough. With me, it is. I am not going to, I've said this 10 times, if I've said it once, I'm not buying. Matter of fact, I was in the process of getting an ice cream for, I have, for those of you who hopefully follow the program with regularity, know I'm a dairy farmer, and I have a farm and I sell ice cream. One of the things we do on the farm is to sell ice cream. And so I bought a used, I was going to buy a new one, but I didn't have the money to do it really. And I also looked around at where they're manufactured, and for the most part, the newer ones are all made in China.
So newer what? You didn't say what you were going to buy.
Oh, I'm sorry. An ice cream display case. Clear, one of those glass freezer containers where you put the ice cream and you can buy, choose the flavor you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not buying the new one because made in China. I found one that had been made in France, I think. I'm thinking to myself, where the hell are the ones made in America? I looked for an hour and couldn't find one of those devices made in America. Not one. General
it's
Electric
really hard.
Makes them, buys them from where do you go? Who makes them in Switzerland? Is it Switzerland? I think there's a bunch of stuff that's made, refrigeration stuff that's made in Europe. But you can't find anything made in America. Some of the stuff's made in Mexico.
I told you about my friend who one year decided she was only going to do Made in America gifts for people for Christmas. We got a lot of Yankee candles, and we got a lot of Corningware, that was pretty much it. It's really hard.
Yeah, not a good place to be. So here, speaking not of being in a good place, do you hear the story about the NASA astronaut lady who is married to another lady? Her name is Summer Wooden, and she's married to the astronaut Anne McLean. And apparently they were having a tough time when McLean left. Summer Wooden said she wanted to divorce her. They have one child. And so while McLean is up in space, she's dealing with, you're not supposed to, one of the rules is you can't do banking or you can't buy stock or you, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but you can't use the communication system to change your financial status. And apparently McLean did, because Wooden was stealing money from their bank account. And so she got into trouble with NASA. There's a whole thing in the New York Times this week about what the two of them are kind of back and forth doing. But I thought it was kind of a sad reality. If you're an astronaut, you're up there 6 months or a year, and you're married and you have a family, what toll do you think it's going to take on you under the circumstances, right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, and on your partner, you know, back on Earth.
Right.
That's tough.
Yep, can't be easy under the circumstances. So they're trying to figure out, but NASA has been, actually, the Inspector General, as they took her out of the program, McLean, because she supposedly violated the rules. Apparently, she's well thought of by her fellow astronauts, and they're all kind of disheveled about this. What do we do? But she said when she was the inquiry from the Inspector General asked why she did it. She said because her wife was taking money and she wanted to make sure there's enough money in the account to care for their child.
Well, that's the thing about a joint bank account. When you're married, anybody
you
can
have
take
one?
Anything.
Do you have a joint
bank account? We have separate accounts, but we have one joint checking account that we just pay like mutual bills with. But there's, that just changes every month.
Yeah.
But it's not because I don't trust my husband or he doesn't trust me. It just kind of is the way it happened. But
you make your living and you should have your own account because you make your own living. He makes his living and he should have his account.
No one should ever be caught without a bank account. I think just silly. No matter how much you love your spouse, it's not the right thing.
Well, but I can hear people, if you really love me, we'd have everything together. No. No, no.
Well, I think even beyond having everything together, like my parents have everything together, but I think discretionary spending is important for each person, to be able to say, like, this is important to me. I make money, so I want to spend it on, I want to go to the nail salon once a week or whatever. That kind of stuff is very important for everyone's autonomy within the marriage.
Yeah, mental health stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, independent thinking.
Hobbies are important, whatever you want to spend. As long as you're not, like, breaking the bank.
Getting your nails done a hobby of yours?
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's something
with some people
you
it
set
is,
money
though.
Aside.
Some,
yeah.
Jennifer, it's kind of a hobby for you, isn't it?
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know, right?
You should see how ugly they are.
Kara, do you have any little things that are your own little thing that you feel like you have to do for yourself?
Social things. Getting my nails done occasionally falls into that category, or going to the movies or getting dinner with friends or something.
Most people who know me look at my nails and think, you're not getting.
You must work with manure.
I got when I gave blood on Monday, and so they have to prick your finger beforehand just to test a few different things to make sure you're healthy. And the person who was doing that said I had very nice nails. So
really nice.
Yeah.
Is this a man or a woman?
And now I have a virtual date. No, just kidding.
Really?
But yes.
My nails have been growing like crazy, and I don't know, and I'm not doing anything different. I have no idea. But
you're not eating anything different as well.
Not really.
What you eat. Take for supplements.
Yeah. I'm eating worse than I have.
I know. That's what's funny for me, too, is I'm also eating worse. I'm like, apparently pasta is amazing for your fingernails.
Well, I am not. Last night I had tomato bisque and a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, that's good. That's classic American comfort food.
Yeah, it was good. That's exactly right, Victoria. It was comfort. I needed, for whatever the reason, yesterday was a little rocky day, and then the end of the day I had some fabulous news. But I felt like when I was all done with the day, Daisy and I come back from the farm, and I feed her, and then I said, oh, this is tomato bisque. I'm going to have that. And I love grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato on them, so that was it. And I was very comfortable after that, and I watched an episode of the FBI and went to bed. And end of story. Speaking of looking and listening, the American Family Farmer Show, which I do every week for the benefit of the food community, the farmers, families, locavores that use what's grown on the farm. As we get into the new farm season, I wanted to apply a couple of different items into one solid hour. Well, we do these as an hour, and then we put them. How long did the podcast last, Kara? About, what, 25 minutes or so? 25, 30 minutes?
They're a little bit longer than that. Yeah, 30, 35, that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want the latest farm news, agricultural news, from the point of view of a farmer, a family farmer, the small farmers, that's what this program is all about. Matter of fact, we've got a discussion going in the current one about distilling corn and what it's used for in hand sanitizer. Now, we need farmers to grow corn so it can be used in the new kind of hand sanitizers that are around. Then there's a conversation with a couple of indigenous farmers from San Diego. Very interesting what they're doing with the land, restoring it. It's kind of a good lesson to learn of what you can grow at home, manner of speaking. A lot of people are going to be doing that this year. So check it out. Every week, a different podcast. Most recent one posted in the most recent position, but they're all there aggregated, so you can see what they're all about. Go back a year, two, three, four, if you want. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of the best times conversationally in the week is our visit with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. His website, thepetshow.com. Lots of great stories every weekend he delivers for thousands of people that listen to him around the country. Special stories. For example, if you want to get looped, get some wine and enjoy it with your cat or your dog. How about that? Is cat wine? What's the name? Is that what it's called? Cat wine?
Yeah, I was just reading your article. It's actually, I didn't know this. It's actually a National Drink Wine with Your Cat Week in February. Oh, I didn't know. But anyway, they say now that you're home, you can quarantine yourself and chill out with your cat. They have non-alcoholic wine for cats. You can have alcoholic wine if you prefer, but sitting down and having a cocktail with your cats, it's a great idea.
There's a place in Hagerstown, Maryland, called Stonehouse Urban Winery, introducing a delivery dog to its staff. The dog's name is Soda Pup, 75-pound brindle boxer with a saddlebag and a vest and two pouches. The winery puts somebody on dog patrol, lets dog-happy customers know not to give any snacks to the dog. We've had people call in just specifically to have Soda Pup bring wine to them, says this lady. But she wasn't sure. So is that what would you think about doing that?
It's a great idea. Actually, they're doing that with senior citizens. There are some people that trained specifically one golden retriever I saw, and there are others, to actually bring packages to a senior on their porch. The senior puts an envelope in the dog's mouth. He brings the payment to the person who did the shopping for him. It's just I think it's a great idea. Pets and people working together, what can be better?
Nothing better.
And dogs like to have a job, right? That's what Cesar Millan's always saying.
They do want to have a dog. They do like to have a job. However, the difference between what I say and what he says is that the job they have should be one they choose.
Ah. Well, how do you get them into that position?
Soda Pup didn't choose to be a delivery dog.
A perfect example of that, okay? But if he enjoys it, then it's okay with him. Here's the difference between the approaches, okay? First of all, if you're training a dog and he doesn't want to retrieve a ball, teach him to retrieve a frisbee. Why would you teach a kid geometry after he's gone through all of his schooling, teach him geometry, if he's never going to use it? So my feeling is my dogs are trained for what they enjoy and what I enjoy, not for some specific task. Now, these dogs, the golden retriever that's doing this, they enjoy that. They enjoy getting the response from them, so that's okay. But teaching a dog, giving a dog a job that's important to you and not important to the dog, I don't buy that.
Nah, no.
Just my thought. Just my thought, guys.
Yep, it's okay. Well, you're the expert. You ought to share your thoughts. Here's a share from a journal called Scientific Reports. Indicates that people who live alone and are dog owners have a 33% lower risk of death than single people who don't have pets. So
it makes common sense. We know that stress is probably one of the biggest reasons why people get sick and die. And when you're with a dog or a cat, who can be stressed? So in other words, the alleviation of stress or anxiety is not only healthy for you, but it's healthy for the dog as well. I deal with stressed out dogs all the time, and dogs that are anxious, and they get sick. So alleviating stress and anxiety in the dog is equally as important as far as I'm
concerned. So isn't it interesting, though, Warren, the breed of dog in this study made a difference. Terriers, retrievers, scent hounds, hunting breeds were the greatest protectors. And apparently they are the ones that had the best results in keeping people healthier longer. Does that surprise you?
I have a friend of mine that has nothing but rats, and she's probably the healthiest person I know. So, you know,
rats?
Yeah, she takes rats from laboratories and saves their lives and gives them a home. And some of them are, you know, rats are incredible animals. They get a really bad rap. You're laughing.
Sounds like that line that John Wayne did in True Grit. Remember the rat for the writ? Or the writ for the rat?
Yeah. But yeah. They are. So, in other words, whatever pet makes you feel better. So, I can't buy that if you have a schnauzer, it's going to make you feel better than if you have a cocker spaniel. You know, what if you have a mixed breed dog? What do they do then? What if my dog has 15 different breeds in him? Well, how are you going to say that this breed is going to be more than I don't buy that? I don't buy it by the breed. I buy it by the individual dog and the person that lives with the dog.
Yeah. There are people who are concerned about dogs being resistant. You're what?
A curmudgeon today.
No, that's all. Well, I'm wondering about puppies, dogs that are the cause or maybe the contributing cause for people getting the virus. 30 people were tested, and apparently puppy kisses that carry the virus. I didn't think the virus could live inside of a dog, but apparently.
I just read a whole article on that specifically. For example, some veterinarians in Germany now are now testing pets for the coronavirus. I've always heard, and what I've been reading is that potentially maybe they can get it from us, but giving it to us is still, they say, not a possibility.
Not a possibility. Okay, I'll remember that the next time Daisy sneezes in my face, which she seems to like to do with regularity. Now that she's sleeping in my bed with me, she gets over, puts her head on my chest, and then she looks at me and goes, an explosion. Warren Eckstein, exploding with info at thepetshow.com, 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill. But I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. And diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.